Hey. This is the Ed Lover Experience.
Welcome to the show. If you have never heard this show before, I hope you thoroughly enjoy listening to the show. I'm just trying to make you happy because this is the love movement. In this crazy world that we have, let me be your sanctuary to make you happy. This is the Ed Lover Experience. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. Oh, I can't do that. It's not going to happen. It's taking too long. I should quit. I should stop doing this. It's not... Doubt is going to kill more dreams than failure ever will. Stop doubting yourself. Stop it. You're fantastic. You're great. You can make it happen. Failure is going to happen, but that doesn't mean that you stop. But if you let doubt creep in and stand there, it kills more dreams than failure ever will. And that says inspiration right here on the Ed Lover Experience. Stop asking me about a top 10. I don't have one. It's impossible. There's so many incredible artists out there, and every time I go somewhere, somebody's asking me about it. And then they want to tell me theirs. I don't want to know yours. Somebody will say Biggie. People be like, well, Big only had two albums and a lot of remixes and singles. How could he be in the top 10 over somebody who's consistently been putting out great music for 10, 15 years? Then you're leaving out errors. I don't like doing that. So there's no standard criteria for being in the top 10 MCs of all time.
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man.
Stupid criminal story. Some people will never learn. Jordan Morin was pulled over in Canada in a stolen car on his way to serve a jail sentence for assault. His mistakes, he says, was in choosing to serve the original sentence intermittently. We're going to go ahead and say that his mistake was stealing a car. But hey, that's just us. Morin's lawyer said his client was physically incapable of making the 150-kilometer trip back to jail. The judge pointed out the man actually stole a car 4 days prior to the arrest, making the "I had to commit a crime to pay for my last crime" defense flawed. He then sentenced Morin to 10 more months in jail. Who steals a car on their way to serve a jail sentence? Come on, son. You just stupid. Come on, son. The exact amount of betrayal someone will inflict on you depends on how much they're offered to do so. Money is the root of all evil. And if you don't think that somebody will betray you, you don't know the amount of betrayal someone will inflict on you because it depends on how much they're offered to do so. Sometimes loyalty comes with a price tag. And if the price is right, somebody will inflict some betrayal on you. Those are words from the OG, and the OG is me. And when someone says, "What up, OG?" I say, "What up?"
I wasn't born last night.
Ed, where were you when you first heard a Biggie record? It wasn't a Biggie record that I heard first. It was Biggie on tape. The Dolly My Dolly remix.
I love it when you call me Big Poppa. The showstopper. The rhyme dropper.
Yeah, that. I was on the set of Young TV Raps, and one of the reps came up there, and he wanted to play the Dolly My Baby remix for us. Big was on it, and I was like, "Who's that?" He was like, "It's this guy named Biggie Smalls. Puff got him. He's on Uptown at the time. He was signed to Uptown before Puff had to leave." So that's the first time I ever heard, and that's where I was when I first heard a Biggie record. See, I love experience. I'm not lying to y'all when I tell you life be lifing, man. I know people be saying that lately, but it's the God's honest truth. Life be lifing. So you have to take care of yourselves. You have to make sure that you get your checkups. You got to make sure that you do all the stuff that you need to do for yourself because honestly, life be lifing. It really does. And you never know when you're going to get sick. You never know when you have to be hospitalized. So make sure you got some Obamacare, Biden care, some Trump care. I don't care what kind of care you get. But we should have universal health insurance for everybody in this country, and it should be free. But we know that's not going to happen. It's Ed Lover, and it's my experience, and I welcome you all to the show.